listening to Tassie and Callers on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook, and today we've got David Maxwell back with us, continuing our Tassie Encounters Moments topic for the week, and that topic is the beast from the earth. So if you haven't grabbed, or if you didn't listen to it yesterday, go and have a look at the Faith FM website or the Faith FM app, and you can have a listen to our program. And these are much shorter programs, somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes, and each day you can get your Tassie Encounters injection. So
you can. It's like a soundbite, isn't it?
Yeah, much quicker, shorter program, and we hope that you do still continue to listen and claim our book offers and things like that. So I noticed yesterday, David, we didn't share our personal challenge for the week, but that was, have you ever seen power misused? And so that's our question for this week. Text us in any time during the week. Have you ever seen power misused? Share with us, 0488880891. And that's very much on the topic of what we're looking at today. Want to also give a warning. Today's program does contain some readings and content that not for young children, not suitable. And we also want to make it clear that where we point out specific groups or specific systems, if you are listening today and you're part of that system, we're not targeting individuals or you. We're just simply pointing out where the abuse of power happens within systems that's wrong. So, just a
very true
upfront warning.
Very true. Thanks very much, Jason. And look, today's topic we're going to look at in the broader series that I ran, that I've been working on through Revelation, of those who are familiar with what I've been doing. And if you're not familiar, you can go back and have a listen to some of those other Tassie Encounters programs. We've been looking at beast powers. We looked at the sea beast, and that was an abuse of power. And I don't think there's too many people who look back in history and say, you know what, the Dark Ages was a clear abuse of power, and it was. So we don't challenge that.
That was coming from a religious system, or a religious and political system, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And that's not something you should expect.
No.
You know, a religion should be a safe place for people to go. Unfortunately, not always the case.
Mm.
So in our previous episode yesterday, we talked about the story of Samson and how that was an abuse of power in some ways. And he learned a lot from that. And you then see him listed in the chapter on great faith people, you know. So clearly he changed in a point that he ended up having the faith that God wanted him to have.
Mm.
It was a bit of a challenge for his life, but nevertheless, that's where it ended up. So today we're going to look at a misuse of power on a larger scale that eventually is going to affect us. So perhaps you'd be able to read this section for us, Jason, Revelation 13:11-18.
Sure. It says, "Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
And people have heard that. We've had movies about that for decades.
Yes.
But the mark is not 666.
No.
We'll probably look at that another time. But look, thanks very much, Jason. So in the past, we've seen that a beast in prophecy speaks about a kingdom or an earthly power.
Mm.
And we're going to break down this a little bit. So when we see the meaning of the sea beast, the sea represented populous areas of the earth, if you like, and that kingdom in the Middle Ages arose from Western Europe, and that was clearly the medieval Roman Church.
Mm.
So we saw evidence that it came to power quickly, and that was in 538 AD. It crushed all who opposed it. The three nations were destroyed. It spoke blasphemies against God, so it was a religio-political power. It was given authority by Satan. That's what the text says that this power did. And it reigned for 1,260 years, from 538 to 1798, as this systemic power. It received a deadly wound in 1798, and that wound was healed in 1929. So these are very specific dates I'm quoting, isn't it?
Mm.
It deceived the whole world, and it won a worldwide following. So the only kingdom or power that fitted all of that information was the medieval Roman Church of the Dark Ages, and here in Revelation 13 we see that it's revived in the in the modern age.
Mm.
So when we look at the land beast, or the earth, the beast from the earth, this one has characteristics as it arises from the earth. It arises after the sea beast has received the mortal wound. I'll look more at that a little bit later. It has two horns like a lamb, speaks like a dragon, has the same power and authority as the sea beast. It makes the whole world worship the sea beast. So when it says causes, that's the same word as makes. There's force in there.
Forces.
Or coercion. Performs great signs to make people believe it, makes an image to the beast, seeks to kill anyone who doesn't offer either of the beasts, their allegiance. So what do you think, Jason? I mean, do you think that there's a nation or a power on earth that fits all those characteristics?
Well, I believe in the Bible, and so therefore I believe there is a nation or power. So I'll let you reveal that a little bit later.
All right, no worries. Look, it's quite an interesting prophecy because it covers the past. Revelation 13 covers the past, it covers the present, and it also covers the future.
Mm.
And what I mean is some of what's mentioned there has already happened. For example, another nation, a powerful nation, must have arisen after 1798 from somewhere in the world, apparently with peaceful characteristics, but it has this speaks like a dragon. Yet we've not yet been forced to give allegiance to it, have we? We're not at the risk of death for disobedience.
Not in our life. There obviously has been in the past.
Correct. So clearly at some time in the past, some of the chapter is talking about the present, and some of the chapter is still going to happen. It's an interesting passage.
Mm.
So when you look carefully at all these indicators, 1798, something happening after 1798, I believe there's only one nation that fits the markers. So I want to state that it's the United States of America is this earth beast.
Mm.
So during the years of persecution by the medieval Roman Church of the Dark Ages, a group of people left Europe and sought out a land that was relatively unpopulated.
Mm.
As the sea, as we saw recently, previously, the sea represented the sea of humanity in Western Europe. That's where the medieval Roman Church came to prominence. It would stand to reason that the earth, the opposite to the sea, would be opposite in population, which it was. You know, at the time the Mayfair landed in the continent of America, what we call America today, in about 1620, there were only about 1 million Native American Indians living in the land. By comparison, at that time, the population of Europe was about 78 million.
Mm.
And today, the population of America has boomed to about 335 million, and there's still lots of space there.
Mm.
in different places. So as the medieval Roman Church was receiving its deadly wound in 1798, the USA had just gained its Declaration of Independence, 1776. The Constitution, its first Constitution, was declared in 1789, and in 1798, as the medieval Roman Church suffers its deadly wound, the USA responds in force to power. That's the power. France, that is, who led the Pope into captivity, and many of the French were killed with a sword, just like Revelation 12:10 predicted. And the USA was rising to world power and giving a response, if you like, right on time. However, what we'll see later in the passage when we look at it next is that the power that gained its origins, if you like, from a godly place ends up misusing that power. So what do you think we can learn just briefly from that rise to power today?
Well,
anything come to mind?
I think we need to be observant, and we know that for the past 50 years or so, the United States has been one of the major powers of the earth, and even though it seems like for a little while it's struggling, but I think there's going to be a resurgence of the power of the United States as we see things moving forward now.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jason. You know, what I see is that the USA began with two main purposes, freedom of religion and self-determination with the government, for the people, by the people. And I think that as God blesses us, we need to remember to keep our head screwed on and to stay humble and honour God for his goodness.
Absolutely. Any final words? We've got about another 30 seconds if you...
Look, I really want to challenge our listeners today to never forget how God has led and blessed in the past. It's very, very important. That's a quote from a writer that I really enjoy. Because if we don't forget that, then we can have a firm hold on what he's going to do for us in the present and in the future. And I think we should always pray that he keeps us humble.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, David. That brings us to the end of our main topic for today on our Tassie Encounters Moments. But our offer for this week, our free offer, you can claim. Text us in the code TEM02 to 0488880891. That's TEM02, the final events of Bible prophecy. And this is a DVD. So it unlocks the amazing Bible truths of Earth's last days. Discover what the Bible really says about the rapture, the millennium, the second coming, and more. So that's our offer, free offer for this week. Text in TEM02 to 0488880891. No matter where you are, remember that God is always with us, and he will be, has in the past, and will be in the future. So as we go out, this is He Will Give the Weary Strength by Ellie Holcomb.
Those who hope in the Lord will rise.